This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
There are more than 5 million people living in Wisconsin. It's estimated in a new report by Wisconsin Policy Forum that more than 1 million of those residents have criminal records. As Shemaine Mills reports, that means about 1 in 5 may have trouble getting a job at a time employers in some areas of the state are desperate for workers.
Those convicted of a felony may not get hired, or in the case of Joshua Ellison, they're hired and fired before they even start, because of a criminal background check. Ellison says it's happened to him twice now, so he takes jobs he can get, like one at a local rendering plant.
The last 10 years I've been working in areas that don't really look into your background. My last job was at Bailey's Farm in Marshall, Wisconsin, and they don't do background checks there, so.
Housing's been even harder to find.
They won't really let you in with a felony. It's a really, really big inhibitor to any chance of really growing and moving up in life.
Recently, he and a buddy were waiting outside the Urban League of Greater Madison, where they hope to meet with lawyers who could explain how certain offenses can be sealed from public view under what's known as expungement.
I came here specifically because I have a felony on my record from about 12 years ago. It's been holding me back in a lot of job opportunities and other things in life.
Ellison was convicted of felony bail jumping, connected to a fraud charge that was later dismissed. When he was 23, he wrote a check on his former girlfriend's account for money he says she owed him. But his chances of expungement are slim. That incident took place in 2006. Only offenses after 2009 can be expunged under Wisconsin law. About 2,000 cases are expunged every year, according to a report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It's not easy. Expungement applies only to certain nonviolent low-level crimes. The offender has to be younger than 25, and the judge has to order expungement at sentencing. The report says no other state does this. Sheila Sullivan says that means more people in Wisconsin are facing hurdles to employment and housing, like Ellison. She's with Legal Action's Road to Opportunity Project and recently pored over stacks of criminal records at a free legal clinic along with 16 other attorneys.
You know, we have people who are looking for work who are now in their 30s, who had 4 or 5 felonies when they're kids. They haven't had anything in the last 10 or 15 years, but they still have a, you know, felony record.
For this reason and others, the report says overall, Wisconsin appears to have a stricter expungement law than all its neighboring states, except Iowa. Sullivan, the attorney at Legal Aid, says the law is retroactive in other states.
We are probably a state that's made the fewest changes in our expungement law. We don't have certificates of rehabilitation. We don't do a lot of things that would basically remove barriers.
Lawmakers tried but failed this session to agree on a bill allowing offenders to apply for expungement after a case was closed. It's a change that could affect thousands. The Wisconsin Policy Forum report said going back to 2006, there have been more than 30,000 closed cases in Milwaukee County alone that could have been expunged if the law was changed. Joshua Ellison's friend, Michael Mills, says people who serve their sentence deserve another shot at life.
I think what people forget is that most people generally want to do the right thing. Dilemmas and circumstances determine how people think. But most people where I'm from, you know, before they old enough to even have their rights, they've lost them.
As he speaks, cars zip by on a busy street, a stark reminder how he and others don't want life to pass them by. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.